Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Wednesday, the 25th of June 2025, is History of Education in Wales, 1701 to 1870. The period between 1701 and the 1870 Elementary Education Act saw an expansion in access to formal education in Wales, though schooling was not yet universal. During the 18th century, several philanthropic efforts were made to provide education to poorer children and sometimes adults. Schools established by the Society for Promoting Christian Knowledge, SPCK, circulating schools, Sunday schools and endowed elementary schools. This allowed many Welsh peasants to learn to read and develop an interest in religion. In the early to mid-19th century, charitable schools were established to provide a basic education. Private schools aimed at the working classes also existed. Most elementary level schools taught a limited curriculum and made significant use of corporal punishment. State funding was introduced to schools from 1833. This was later followed by school inspections and teacher training. Physical punishment declined in schools in the mid-19th century and, from 1862, schools had to participate in standardized tests to receive grants. Some use of the Welsh language was made in 18th century philanthropic education at a time when the Welsh peasantry was, for the most part, solely Welsh speaking. In the early 19th century, Welsh public opinion was keen for children to learn the English language. Many schools tried to achieve this by excluding Welsh and punishing children for speaking the language. The Welsh knot was a method of punishment used at many schools and remains well known in Wales. Government investigations in the mid-19th century indicated that this approach was ineffective and that some use of Welsh in schools was necessary to teach English. The government did not prohibit the use of Welsh, but it did little to promote bilingualism in schools during this period. Grammar schools continued to exist but experienced difficulties, and by the end of the period, provision of secondary education was very limited. Dissenter academies and later theological colleges offered a higher level of education. Girls' involvement in elementary and secondary education increased, but remained more limited than for boys. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:30 UTC on Wednesday, the 25th of June 2025. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for History of Education in Wales, 1701 to 1870. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday at masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Standard Brian.